The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. So we can give you a cheery hello. And okay, let's get up and let's start with, let's just start with body bends. Let's go down, reach down and touch your toes. Okay, one, two, three. Oh. Okay, maybe not that. Maybe some jumping jacks and really get going. Hey, yes, I'm feeling good this morning. 7:06 in the morning news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning there, Ben.
Good morning. How are you? I'm good.
Are you? How good?
Yeah.
Now, come on.
I'm still having problems with my car.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on with your car?
I just have to get another thermostat replaced.
Is it the thermostat part. Now?
No, it's the thermostat.
I'm sorry. It's kind of like what's going on with our HVAC system. Alliance did a great job. They came in, they fixed this one thing, and then like 4 days later, it was working so well, and then heat was coming out. No air was coming out. And one of the ducts had collapsed, and there they are. They crawled underneath the house. I tell you what, that's an older house, and there's different levels under the house. I mean, you can literally stand up and walk down into this one area. It's got steps. I know. It's weird. But it was just one thing after another. Then the garbage disposal goes away. Luckily, we have friends that have the expertise to come in, and we put in a new garbage disposal. It's just, you know, and so you get one thing fixed in your car, and then something else happens.
Yeah. I have a buddy that's been helping me, so.
Well, that's good.
Been saving me money.
Well, that's a big thing. So, what national day is it today?
It's National Granola Bar Day.
Okay.
It's National Hugging Day.
Oh, okay. See, sheriff's deputies coming in today may not happen. Okay.
Buzz Aldrin was born today.
Oh, okay.
The Iran hostage crisis ended today in 1981.
You sure it was today?
That's what it says.
Louis the 16th of France was executed by guillotine today in 1793. Golf great Jack Nicklaus was born this day in 1940. And Women's March sees large-scale protests in more than 160 countries in 2017. Sometimes the biggest problem is in your head. You got to believe you can play a shot instead of wondering where your next bad shot is coming from. Who said that? Jack Nicklaus. You know, letting things go. So, you know, it must be tough for a place kicker that misses one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a point after.
Well,
he misses that. You know it's got to be playing on his head. He does this 100 times a day. He has 100 good kicks, and then it goes wrong.
My dad was telling me after the Ohio State kicker missed
field
goals in the Indiana game, the Big Ten championship game, and then against Miami, I guess his phone number leaked, and he was getting death threats and
a bunch of
stuff.
19-year-old kicker. Yeah.
The old, you know, college kid.
Yeah. Linda's always said, she said, that has got to be the worst.
Yeah.
For a college kid comes out there and he misses a kick and people, you know, booing. And I mean, he only gets out there a couple of times, you know.
Yeah.
Two or three times a game, probably. And then to have something like this happen is, it must be devastating. So, yeah. Okay. Enough of that. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Today is the Odin gets new shoes. Today at 1 o'clock. Cloudy with a low around 43. Thursday, cloudy morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 67. Friday, sunny with a high near 64. Saturday, sunny. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 57. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy. Monday, partly sunny. And Tuesday, partly sunny. So nothing says anything about rain. Have you heard anything about storms or anything?
I haven't heard anything. Nope, I haven't heard anything.
So it looks like we're doing okay. It's not sunny, all sunny every day, but partly sunny, so that's good, no rain. All right, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. The Kinney family have had it for 30 years, and three generations of the Kinney family are working there. They really take great care of their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They got other plans for everybody. Just really good people, the Kinney family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Do you watch Landman?
So I watched the first season, and then I quit watching it because I didn't have Paramount Plus. But I just got Paramount Plus, and I watched the first two episodes again last night.
Okay, well, the last episode of this season was Sunday, season two.
Yep.
So I'm not going to talk about it specifically, but I'm going to say that there was an incident that happened, and Tommy, Billy Bob Thornton, got turned loose. And it is Taylor Sheridan, 100% Taylor Sheridan. Just let me say this, that and the results of this, and it's just powerful scenes, and he takes the side of 90% of this country, maybe even 95% of this country, and that's all I'm going to say about it. Democrats, Republicans, independents, liberals, conservatives, they could all, I think, buy into this, in this incident. So, yeah, wait till you get to that one. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to say how it ended. I've got three stories here I want to hit before 7:30. I want to talk about the Reading Library. Did you know the Reading Library was closed?
I did not know.
Okay. Now, see, there's the story. But there's more to the story, and it's going to be opening again. And the 10% cap on credit cards that President Trump said that would happen by yesterday. And what's going on with that? So we're going to talk about those two things and also a medical school in Shasta County. All of that after this break. So we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For a moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Get ready. The Grange Co-op Bucket Sale is back. January 24th and 25th. Pick up a Grange Co-op bucket and enjoy 20% off anything you can fit inside. If it doesn't fit, you still get 10% off. Tools, pet supplies, garden gear, feed. If it fits, it saves. Buckets must be purchased, but the savings you can stack inside are all yours. So pack it, stack it, and save big at the Grange Co-op Bucket Sale. Happening this weekend at Grange Co-op, 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Your bucket of savings is waiting.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than the windshield whisperer, Jeff Hurst. He's been through all of the schools, and he's got 25 years of experience. And he can fix it and guarantee anything that he fixes for the whole life of your windshield. Yeah, that's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he'll fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. He brings it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it, and you're on your way. Reasonably priced. Jeff is a good guy. He's a pleasure to talk to when he's in there. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, where are we at today? Okay, the Reading Library is closed. I should know that, but I don't, because I don't go down to the library that much. When I was researching some stuff, I went down there because for the history of the Reading Rodeo, I went in there and was getting into their back issues, you know, decades ago.
Like their newspaper archives and stuff?
Yeah. But it's on track to fully reopen in early February after a renovation construction problem extended the Parkview Avenue's facilities partial closing, according to the city. I got this out of the Record Searchlight. They had to fix an unexpected problem with the way the shelving attaches to the floor. The engineer's original method of anchoring the shelving didn't work in accordance with the manufacturer's requirements. So they had to go back and redesign it. Now, that would be embarrassing. You know, you're up there and you get a book and the whole thing collapses on you. I mean, I understand this. However, this started, they've got the problem fixed, but now they've got to move 100,000 books out of storage and back into the public areas before they can open all parts of the facilities. The library closed for 1 week at the beginning of late August. It then reopened with limited services while workers replaced the building's 18-year-old carpet. Now, that was $800,000, funded mostly by the California State Library's Building Forward grant, which makes sense. And I imagine the old carpet had been there a long time. So they plan to open it back in November, but the shelving problem. Till it fully reopens in February, patrons can come to the community room to use library services or go online. So it's been closed, and I didn't know it. How many of you all out there knew the library was closed? And, I mean, a library, of course, is an important part of any city. Public library, and they've got them in Burney and Anderson and also. But I should have known that. But then, do you go to the library? Do you ever go to the library?
I haven't been.
And that's not an indictment, because obviously, I mean, I don't go.
So I remember, like, when I was younger.
Yeah.
We used to go to, to go to the library all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We used to, I mean, the library that where I was from was pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, it was multiple stories, pretty big. I mean, you could almost get lost in there. It was a pretty big library.
Yeah.
But I remember going there, but I've never been to this library here.
Well, you can check out books, movies, music, and also bocce ball sets, and backpacks full of hiking gear.
Now, I've been to the Anderson Library because I used their computers before.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, I've been in the, and it went through, a library went through a time when you had a lot of homeless in there, and it was a lot of consternation going on, and I'm sure they still have some homeless in there. You can't prevent people from coming in. But I think that we should know that the library is closed because, okay, and let me tell you why. We're in a big crisis right here with money, and one of the things people were talking about was, is the library going to close? And the mayor said, no, the library's not going to close. I could see it operating under, you know, maybe only open 4 days a week, you know, save money until they get this thing figured out. But being closed like this, I wonder what impact that's had on the community, or if the community even knew. You know, and today everybody gets everything off what? Off the Internet.
Yeah, Internet.
But see, you can get books, you can check out electronic books from the library. Awesome. It's kind of cool. And you know what? I need to avail myself of that because I do like to read, and I've got my library card. So why not go and get, you know, new books with and just be able to download them to my iPad? Okay. We're going to renew our interest in the library. Medical school. You know, this has been proposed about having a medical school in up here in the North State, up here in Redding. And the Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to support a medical school project here. And they voted, and the other day, it's parts of Shasta County are now designated as a health professional shortage area by the Rural Health Information Hub. This indicates the amount of health professionals in the area is not sufficient to meet the needs of the Shasta County residents. To solve this issue, some of the county board of supervisors once again voiced their support for the creation of a local medical school, a long gestating project which some believe would solve the shortage. They voted unanimously to approve a letter of support for the establishment of a rural Northern California medical school in Shasta County. The letter of support will assist the group in establishing broader support and accruing funding for what is expected to be an expensive project, you think? Now, one of the things about having a medical school right here in Shasta County is that we can use a variety of techniques. And we talked about this the other day with Dr. Reese and Randall Hempley and how we can mentor our own starting in high school or earlier to get them ready to go on to medical school. If we had our own medical school here and some of our locals, our surrounding areas, got to go to this, they would probably stay in this area where their families are and where they're comfortable and where they grew up. The idea is that the disagreement right now is, you know, does the county have to provide funding for this? And right now I think they're still in the letter stages on this. But how, you know, is it worth money to see if you could have a medical school here? I mean, it's not going to happen in the next 2 years or 3 years. It's going to take some time. But you've got to start someplace. So I think going out and really exploring this and really taking a look at what are our chances and what can we do to get this medical school up here is a good idea. It's not going to happen tomorrow. One of the things we really have to concentrate on is how we keep our 58 residents that are here right now. How do we keep them here? How do we keep half of them here when they finish their residency? That's the big thing. And there's got to be plans for that. And I think that's going to have to come out of something like the Chamber of Commerce. It's got to have a point person on this. And so that's something. And we've got the EDC has got a program too. So maybe some EDC and the Chamber of Commerce can put people on or a person on to, that's their whole mission in life is to see how we can build up this relationship with our residents so that they want to stay here. And our last thing here I want to talk about before we go for a break. Do you remember President Trump said that he is, you know, issued some kind of, I don't know what it was, an edict saying that credit cards should be capped at 10%. You remember that?
I don't.
Okay, yeah, he said it. He said on January 20th, you know, that credit cards should cap interest rates at 10%, roughly half the industry average or less. I know there's cards out there with 35%. The date has arrived, and did it happen? No. On Truth Social, which is not exactly coming from Congress, he said, we will no longer let the American public be ripped off by credit card companies that are charging interest rates 20 to 30% or more. He called for a one-year 10% cap on card rates effective January 20th. However, none of them did it. And I don't think that, you know, it's a good idea, except the banks are, you know, saying that, whoa, this is going to have a huge effect on credit and being able to get credit cards. And this is something that's got to come through Congress. So, I looked at my credit card statements this month and none of them were 10%. So in a public comments on January 12th, he said credit card companies failed to heed his 10% would be in violation of the law. I don't know what law that is. I mean, it's a good idea, but you've got to do more than just say do it. Trump lacks the power to mandate a credit card cap, a policy move that would require an act of Congress. Yeah, you can't just do this by a tweet. And in House Speaker, Mike Johnson told reporters on the 13th that Trump's cap would have negative secondary effects, such as shutting out borrowers with low credit scores. So, it's a good idea. Don't hold your breath. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're with the Shasta County Veterans Advisory Council, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 8th, the event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouthwatering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drawings. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 per table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bont. I'm here with Debbie Johnson from Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
Talk to you. Yes, I'm here.
What do we have going here? I got the sheriff's office rolling in behind us, so we're okay.
Are we good?
We're good. We're good. That's 8 o'clock.
Yep. Even better than we were before with you.
Yep.
All right. Yes, I'm here to continue to promote our awards banquet on March 7th. We've been talking about how busy the community is.
Yeah, a lot of things. You know what? Yeah. That weekend, it's weird. You know, we'll go through weekends here, there's nothing. And
right.
Then all of a sudden, there'll be like 3 things happening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But not Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's like 2 things on Friday, 2 things on Saturday, another thing on Sunday. All one weekend. It's weird.
It's a lot going on in our community.
Yeah.
All right. So, first of all, we want everybody to join us that can. We have some wonderful nominees for our awards. The Pearl Harbor survivors.
Okay.
The kids are carrying on.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
Mike Woodrum and Mark Shelby. I mean, they keep our little monument memorial up by uh-huh. the county in great shape and a very hallowed place on December 7th. Ron Lim, if you haven't looked up and seen Ron Lim, you're missing a lot.
Ron flies over all. Yes, flies he does. Over a lot of things.
And why can't we get that Air Force up here over our state veteran cemetery?
Well,
they're busy people.
I don't know. Do we ask? I mean,
yes, we do.
It's something
yes,
you got to ask like months ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had the Marine Corps Color Guard here, United States, exactly. You know, Mounted Color Guard here for years, and then one day they just pulled because of funding and said that they were doing everything back in the east of the Mississippi, back where, you know, in D.C. and other things, trying to get their presence, you know, noticed by a lot of more people.
Right.
So they could expand from a four horse, you know, one mounted color guard to two mounted color guards.
Oh, how wonderful.
I don't know what happened after that, but well, they.
We hope to see them back.
Well, maybe I should ask. But when they did that, I just went, well,
yeah.
Guys, you pulled out the last minute.
Yeah, that was
not cool. And that wasn't my Marine Corps doing that. So, yeah, maybe we ought to reach out again just to see.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Does anybody know Rhonda Bishop? She's out in Shasta Lake City. What goes on there on November 11th?
Yeah.
It goes on the parade. Usually the Saturday before.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems like we could reach out to, I mean, gosh, got Beale Air Force Base. You would think they'd have something they could fly over.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a U-2 or SR-61 or anything, but it could be a helicopter.
Right.
But you know what? It's they've cut back on a lot of those. And
right.
In some cases, you need to pay money.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
To help offset the cost of them flying up and,
absolutely.
You know, spaceships are staying overnight and all that.
Right.
So, anyway.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to, but
Rhonda is one of our other nominees. That's why I mentioned her.
Oh.
But, yes, the parade would be a wonderful place for the mounted.
And the parade's great. If you've never been, and I can't imagine, but if you've never been to the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake, you're missing something.
Yes, for sure.
There's plenty of seating. Just bring your chair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like close to 100 entries in this.
Huge parade.
Yeah, you know, military vehicles, horses,
our local
marching
school.
Bands, the Buckeye Cuties.
Oh,
always there.
Oh, my gosh.
We honor veterans from every war, from World War II all the way up to the War on Terror.
Yes.
So you've got that. Every war. Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm. You know.
It's a beautiful parade. We love it.
You don't do Somalia. They should do Somalia, too.
Yes.
I bet we've got some veterans around here.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
One of our other nominees, Our Heroes Dreams. We've got... They help with intervention if you have someone a veteran that needs help.
Uh-huh.
They have counseling. A lot of the veterans that they've helped have decided to get their counseling degrees and help others that are being found that need help. And they have this wonderful, I'm calling it a camp, but I don't know what exactly. It's a complex out in Oak Run,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing wonderful things in our community as well as across the state because Justin Bond originated this organization, I believe, in Tulare, which is where he's from.
Mm-hmm. And is it a counseling center, or is there more to it? No,
there's more to it. There's if they come and help a homeless veteran, they make sure that they get all of the services that they need.
Okay.
And then they house them and feed them and help them through counseling. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah. A lot to learn about.
There's a lot of people up here in the North State that help with veterans.
Correct.
That do great things. Nation's finest for mm-hmm. finding housing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, once you start going through the list, there's a number of them
yes.
that are dedicated to helping veterans, which yeah. is something you don't see in other cities or towns.
Yeah, and they work hand in hand with our Heroes Dreams right now.
Sure.
And then we have Jonathan and Aaron Parody. They are on the Cemetery Support Committee, and they have taken on the wonderful holiday wreaths for heroes.
Oh, okay.
And Jonathan is a veteran, and he's worked very diligently alongside his wife to make sure that is a beautiful place to come through the holidays.
Kim Chamberlain started that, I believe.
Yes, she did.
And Kimberlyn, God bless her, still going strong.
And then Charlotte Bailey.
And Charlotte Bailey.
And now Jonathan.
And now Jonathan. And this is something, if you have not participated in this,
it
doesn't take a lot of time. You go up there when they lay wreaths, mm-hmm. and you take a armful of wreaths with you, and you just put them on each one of the grave sites, which is growing.
Yes, it is. I mean, there were 5,000.
Wow. You know, when I first came here, gosh, it's 18 years ago now, Yeah, that's right. So it'll be 19 years now in May, which is hard to, you know, for me to get my arms around, obviously. you go out there, and none of the grave sites in the front.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't one marker there.
No.
What, not
they,
one?
And they started holiday wreaths with live boughs, you know, boughs.
Yeah.
So they go out and collect them, and Tom was out there. Several folks were out there putting those together with Kim, and then it grew and grew and grew, and
you just couldn't find
enough boughs and enough people.
You couldn't do it, yeah. So you had the initial, and then so they bought the mm-hmm. wreaths, and then, you know, and before they're put out there, people go down and fluff them up.
Yes, and make sure they're
good.
Good. And then we have a... Mike Coffey helped create a band that is attached to the mm-hmm. the wreath so that you can put the band around the headstone so that they don't blow away in the wind.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And it worked out wonderfully.
And there was that photo from one of the early times we put wreaths out there, and it snowed.
The snow, yeah.
And so you have the snow on the wreaths and out there at Igo.
George Winship and my husband compete over whose picture that is.
Is that right?
We took similar pictures.
Tommy and George, I took it.
Okay. There you go.
And I just let him use it. No, it's a beautiful picture. Anyway, and that's something, if you haven't done it, it's a good thing to, you know, you can bring your kids out, your grandkids.
Yeah. It's a very big family.
And I don't know, it makes you feel good after you've done it.
If you missed the ceremony this year, they had some wonderful kids out there who had picked someone who is buried there and found out about them, and then so four of them, we had four special veterans history and presented to the public, and the kids were just, you know, it's a learning for them opportunity, and history lives on, you know. Remember, it's part of the theme of that day.
It is. Bob McIntosh is up there.
Yes.
And Bob McIntosh is a hero of mine. I mean, of course, it's been several years since he's passed.
Mm-hmm.
But Bob enlisted in the Marine Corps when he was 14 years old.
Oh, my
landed
gosh.
At Tarawa when he was 15. Think about that.
Yeah,
at Tarawa, one of the bloodiest battles the Marines fought in World War II. And it was a 3-day battle. He made 2.5 days, he said, and before he got wounded.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And then when they found out how old he was, when he was getting ready to be promoted to staff sergeant after, mm-hmm. you know, the Battle of Okinawa and all this, because he went back to combat.
Mm-hmm.
And when they found out how old he was, they discharged him. Honorable discharge.
Of course.
He said he really, really upset him. He really wanted to make staff sergeant.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Been all this time already. And we have a new category. You got your letter the other day. It's in that CVAC has decided on over the years that to expand our recognition, and it's a media category, and this program, and the program over at KQMS, the morning show over there, are our two nominees in that category.
Okay.
And people always think a little bit about, you know, I'm not here for the recognition, and and they get a little, you know, uneasy sometimes about recognition. But that recognition helps bring our community together. We have value in the volunteer. They inspire us, what they've been doing, and themselves. They are an inspiration to others, because sometimes our volunteering is going to get a little tougher to do. And it's a way to bring the community together in celebration, because we know that you don't do it for any kind of recognition, and that's what makes it special. You're out here just helping veterans, you're helping their families, you're helping our community that the veterans are very much involved in. So, and volunteers fill gaps in all kinds of locations.
Volunteers are like the blood.
Yes.
That you've got a beating heart of some, you know, organization, but it's the volunteers that make sure that it's working. You know, it's going out there and putting Reese out. It's up there showing up for meetings.
Right.
You know, like your CVAC meetings. And you're discussing the things that's good, things that we need for our veterans.
Well,
and plus getting the word out.
Yeah. And they strengthen our communities. And when you feel better, you know, when you're making other people feel better, it helps you feel better. And that's kind of the reason for our awards banquet, is bring those good spirits together and inspire some more folks. Just have fun together.
I'm here with Debbie Johnson, who is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and they're talking about their awards banquet coming up, but there's a lot of other things going on, too, that we can talk about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, and there's a reason for that. They are the best. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design. They've got a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Anything you can imagine, from estate jewelry to Native American to more. And like I said, at very fair prices. Been in the business here well over 30 years. They're locally owned, locally operated business right here in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Linda, who is very, very discerning when it comes to jewelry, only shops at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Debbie Johnson and CVAC.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready. The Grange Co-op Bucket Sale is back. January 24th and 25th. Pick up a Grange Co-op bucket and enjoy 20% off anything you can fit inside. If it doesn't fit, you still get 10% off. Tools, pet supplies, garden gear, feed. If it fits, it saves. Buckets must be purchased, but the savings you can stack inside are all yours. So pack it, stack it, and save big at the Grange Co-op Bucket Sale. Happening this weekend at Grange Co-op, 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Your bucket of savings is waiting.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyance. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, cool, they point the cannon at you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Bot, 7:51 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a pretty nice day, you know, partly cloudy, but no rain. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And my guest today is Debbie Johnson, who is the president or chairman of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. Tell people what that is. Because we have new listeners coming in all the time.
Organization. It's an umbrella organization for veteran organizations in our county and organizations that benefit veterans and others in our county.
And some examples of that are?
Nation's Finest, AMVETS, American Legion,
Well, Order of Purple Heart, there's like 12 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And y'all meet, what, every month? Or
we do. We meet quarterly with our delegates from these organizations. And
okay.
And if necessary, we meet the second Saturday of each month at the Veterans Hall at 9 a.m. Get up, get that done, and go out and enjoy the rest of Saturday.
So CVEC has it's a non-political organization.
That's correct.
Yeah,
I mean, but we do support legislation and look for legislation that is good for veterans.
What do you think about this new bill?
694?
Is it 694? Okay, thank you. I needed that because I'm getting ready to call somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to tell them to talk to their boss.
Okay.
694 is a bill. See, when veterans are looking to be, you know, to be helped by the VA, you fill out paperwork at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through the system that way and to, you know, to find out about your benefits for disability and all
right.
this.
And some of our local veteran service organizations
yeah.
have them too, like VFW. And
yeah, American Legion yeah. and that. And you go through them, it's free, absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
There's these other blood-sucking companies out there
yep.
that do the same thing, the exact same thing, but they charge money to our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even accredited by the VA, yet they've been nope. they've been doing this. And so in the bill, the 694, is it Assembly Bill or a Senate Bill?
Anyway, Senate
what,
Bill.
Senate Bill, 694. What it's going to do is restrict them on their ability to do this.
Right. We're in favor of that.
Yeah, of course we are, because you don't want to see veterans getting ripped off because,
yeah.
you know, they've got good advertising and they're spending millions, yes, millions, to try and keep this bill
from passing.
Now, why is that? It's, you can, like I said, you go down to your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, office, American Legion, whatever. I went through our Veterans Service Office
yes,
here.
Yes, and
great service. Everything went perfectly. Didn't cost a thing.
Exactly.
Had a
friend, and it shouldn't.
Had a friend went through, and it cost him several $1,000s going to one of these other places.
Did it? Didn't they continue to take money from him?
He said they didn't, but in many times they do.
Yes.
They take a percentage every
yes.
month. And this is ripping off the veterans. And when they're not even recognized by the VA.
No.
Yet. They're still doing it, and they put them through, in some cases, I believe, nefarious practices.
Yes.
Their own doctors and all this kind of stuff, and it can come back on you. If, you know, if you go back, you know, through the VA on any regular thing, and they find something that doesn't jive with your record, they're going to look at it.
Right.
And so this is to protect veterans.
It
Senate
is
Bill
very much to protect 690 veterans.
694. So we'll see what happens. They've tried to bring it up before, but it
got kind of sidelined during
yeah.
the holidays, and now it's getting really close for a vote on the floor down in Sacramento, and
yeah.
and really call those folks
yeah, Senator
in Southern
Dally.
California.
Yeah, I was told that Senator Dally, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to talk to Bruce Ross today.
Yeah.
How does she lean in on this bill? Is she going to vote for it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she is.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Good. Well, I don't need to call Bruce.
Well, yeah.
Because the last thing I heard was
you
that.
You can call and say tell our senator thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And because that's what they need to. They need to hear from veterans because it affects veterans. If they don't hear from veterans, sometimes that, I'm sorry to say it this bluntly, but the dollar will speak to them and those.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but even if they hear from veterans, sometimes the dollar speaks to them.
That's true, too.
Yeah, unfortunately. But this is something that you know, if they want to get accreditation from the VA, these big companies, they could. But
right.
then it means they can't charge.
So that's true.
Then this isn't something they do because it's the right thing to do. They're doing it to make millions.
And if they're, all the money they're already spending that – I'm sorry, it should be obvious to people that you know, those, even if you're getting $100 a month from one of our veterans, that's his $100, and now you're using it to oppose a bill for them to get free specialized service
which they
deserve.
Which they can get.
Yes.
So already, but they've got a great advertising campaign.
They do.
Okay. All right. So the CVAC Awards dinner is going to be
March 7th. It's a Saturday. Doors are going to open at 5. You can have a little fun, little beverage.
Little beverages.
And we're going to
be at Wind River.
It is. The Inner football high school football. Where am I? I'm with my Denver Broncos this morning. Yeah. Okay, Foothill High School Jazz Ensemble is going to be there with us.
Cool.
We have a wonderful young lady going to sing our anthem. We our Sea Cadets are going to be there. And it's just going to be a really fun time. We're going to have silent auction. We have some things right now that we're selling tickets on.
Well, you know what? I'd like to put a table together. So I need nine more people. So if you want to join me at the dinner, and we could have our own table. You don't have to be a veteran. You can just be somebody that's interested in something like this. Tickets are $40, and that includes, I guess you get your choice of all of these.
Yeah, you have to pick one of those.
Or you have to pick one of these. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, and it's tri-tip, garlic chicken, or cheese vegetarian lasagna. Okay, Debbie.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Carl.
You'll be back again.
Yeah, and we'll see you May 30th.
May 30th. Yeah, we'll talk about that next time.
Yes.
All right, when we come back from the news, we have the Sheriff's Department with us. Our Sheriff's Office is going to join us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Although he refers to Greenland as our territory, President Trump has told the World Economic Forum that he will not resort to force to acquire the Arctic island. The president is also touting the results of his U.S. economic revival strategy. He says it does not rely heavily on government spending.
Virtually all of the so-called experts predicted my plans to end this failed model would trigger a global recession and runaway inflation. But we have proven them wrong. It's actually just the opposite. In 1 year, our agenda has produced a transformation like America has not seen in over 100 years.
While ruling out military intervention, Mr. Trump says he does want to get Greenland, including right, title, and ownership. Seeking control of the island is, quoting the president, a very small ask compared to what we have given them for many, many decades. From the Great Lakes to the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and points south, the weather looking a bit dicey into the coming weekend.
The National Weather Service warned of great swaths of heavy snow, sleet, and treacherous freezing rain starting Friday in much of the nation's midsection and then shifting toward the East Coast through Sunday. Temperatures will be slow to warm in many areas, meaning ice that forms on roads and sidewalks might stick around, forecasters say. The exact timing of the approaching storm and where it's headed remained uncertain. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal prosecutors have reportedly served a half dozen grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials, including Governor Tim Walz, part of an investigation into whether they have obstructed or impeded the enforcement of federal immigration law. The subpoenas, which seek records, are also sent to the offices of State Attorney General Keith Ellison, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, and St. Paul Mayor Coley Herr. Stocks higher on Wall Street. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody loves the season of giving, but now the season of paying for it is upon us. That not-so-wonderful time of the year when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, stare in horror at the balance, and resolve then and there to find new ways to save money. If you're among those Americans, why not start by cutting your wireless bill in half right now with Pure Talk's Saver Plan? It's easy. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast, nationwide 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Ho, ho, ho! And if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. That's #250. Say Mike Rowe for the gift that keeps on saving from America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
In Japan, the sentence is life in prison for a 45-year-old man who admitted assassinating a former Japanese leader.
Well, the assassination of Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, shocked this nation, a country with virtually no gun crimes because it has very, very strict gun ownership rules. And the sentencing of the man who killed him, Tetsuya Yamagami, has also captured the nation's attention and imagination. Since the beginning of this trial, Yamagami himself pleaded guilty for the killing of Shinzo Abe back in 2022 when he approached him and shot him at close range with a homemade gun.
The BBC's Shaima Halil. A South Korean court has ruled the 2024 imposition of martial law by then-President Yoon Suk-yeol constituted an act of rebellion, the court sentencing his prime minister to 23 years in prison for his role in the scheme. Townhall.com. New Jersey's new governor is not abandoning the anti-Trump rhetoric of her campaign.
Hi. Mikey Sherrill.
Sherrill was in Congress for 4 years, was a Navy helicopter pilot, and is just the second woman to lead New Jersey. She spoke about her state's role in the Revolutionary War.
This election proved that the people of New Jersey recognize the parallels, that we see a president illegally usurping power.
Sherrill adopted a defiant tone against the Trump administration. Sherrill replaces fellow Democrat Phil Murphy, marking the first time in more than six decades a political party has controlled the New Jersey governor's office for three straight terms. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump is celebrating completion of the first year of his second term, citing his role in settling eight wars, reviving the U.S. economy, and securing the border against an overwhelming flood of deadly drugs and illegal immigrants. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com worldwide. You can run, but you can't hide. Good morning. The 21st of January, the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we said it was what, National Hug Day?
Yeah, National Granola Bar Day, and it's National Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Squirrel Appreciation Day. Buford, my in-laws have squirrel.
I bet he loves those.
Oh, he appreciates them. He appreciated one so well that we had to keep him inside after that. So it's also the day that Louis the 16th was beheaded by guillotine back in the 1700s. Something to look forward to. Yeah. What do we got for weather here? Today. Mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 43. Now, you're going to see gradually clearing on Thursday. Friday, sunny with a high near 64. Friday night, mostly clear. Saturday's going to be sunny. Sunday, sunny. And it's going to be partly sunny on Monday and Tuesday. But no rain forecast. And the high is in the 60s to low 60s. And at night, high 30s to low 40s. So, might be time to put the blankie back on the horse. We'll see. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson, has been helping people for over 30 years. Third generation of the Kinney family is working there. In fact, Chuck and Judy started this wonderful business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They do a lot for our community in many ways, and they don't say anything about it, so that's why I do. Just kind of give them a big hug from our community, Shasta Gas Propane. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with the Sheriff's Office of Shasta County. I feel very protected. Two of them this day. I've got Jeremy Ashby, and I don't see any rank on you on this.
I'm just a deputy.
Okay, you're deputy Jeremy. It's nothing wrong with that, but I didn't want to, you know, you're a captain or something, and I just didn't say it. Jeremy Ashby and Jennifer Wickberg.
Yes.
And you are both from the civil unit.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. I'm going to start with Jennifer.
Okay.
Tell us about you.
My name is Jennifer Wickberg. I have been with the Sheriff's Office for almost 7 years. I started with the records unit, and 6 months into that, I went over as the civil supervisor.
Okay. And we'll get back to that. So are you from around here? Are you a Redding girl, or did you come, you know, you were hitchhiking, and it looks like a good place to stop, or what? What's your story?
I am born and raised California girl.
Okay.
Except I was born in Las Vegas and left there within 6 months. And
so
I,
that doesn't count.
No, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I spent 9 years down in Southern California, mm-hmm. and then the next 9 years in Paradise, California.
Oh.
Yes, I still have relatives who live there. And then I went to school down in Sacramento. From there, I worked with JCPenney for 30 years.
Wow.
Was transferred to Illinois in the call center business, and then went up to Wisconsin, and then finished with JCPenney in Columbus, Ohio, where I left and took a job with a nonprofit in Redding, California. So that's what brought me back.
Okay. Had you ever lived in Redding before?
I had not.
Okay. And so how long have you been here?
12 years now.
12 years. Mm-hmm. 30 years at JCPenney.
Yes.
I bet that's a story.
It is.
Are they still around?
They still are.
Okay. Which Macy's, which one was it that was having problems?
Oh, well, they both have problems.
They both are having problems. Big box stores. Yeah. I mean, they are, which is too bad.
It is.
My mom would work for a Sears at Christmas time. And she really enjoyed that. You know, she'd work for, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you know, during the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
She loved it.
That's how I started, actually. I was going to college down in Sacramento and went and did gift wrapping for JCPenney during the Christmas season.
I would never get hired for that. My idea of a real good gift wrap is putting a ribbon around a bag that you hand somebody. Okay. Jeremy, talk to me about you now. Talk to our listeners. Where are you from around here?
No, I grew up in Southern California and then came
what
up.
What part?
Bakersfield, California.
Ooh.
Beautiful Bakersfield. And then moved up here for college, actually. Went to Simpson University.
Okay.
Graduated college and was teaching ESL, English as a Second Language. All through school, I worked in the public safety department at Simpson.
Oh, wait a minute. English as a second language, where at? In this area? Or?
Yeah, in this area.
Because a lot of people will go overseas and teach English.
I did do that for a little bit. We moved to Jordan, which is in the Middle East, and we taught, my wife and I taught English there at a school, an international school.
Uh-huh.
And then...
How was that?
That was great. It was a great experience.
Because you see these ads all the time, teach English in other countries. And I just, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't know if I'd go back in the Middle East, but the time I spent in the Middle East was different. And there's other countries, though, you know, China and all different types of places.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go on.
Came back here, worked at Shasta College for a little bit, worked in the public school system for a little bit, part-time jobs, and looking for full-time work. I enjoyed the work I did in public safety at the college, so I applied for the sheriff's office as an animal control officer, and I did that for a few years, and then they sent me to the police academy.
So you went through post?
Yes.
Okay. So, oh, yeah. You're full deputy here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so after you got through post, you came back here and what?
I worked on the patrol, a patrol shift for about 4 years. Then I applied for detectives. And then I worked in our major crimes unit for the past 5.5 years. And then about 2 months ago, I moved over to the civil unit.
Okay. Good. So now we know you're both in the civil unit. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what the civil unit is. because, I mean, we've got two people here who are pretty savvy, it appears, have been around the block once and are running the civil unit. I've never even heard of this. I mean, maybe I have, but you all are going to give us the whole enchilada, as
we'll give you the rundown.
Give us the rundown. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? The event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Your parents, boys, you're dealing with the county sheriff. So I said, we can share if you want to.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. It's not her first rodeo. Two different groups of people that she's trained, two groups of professionals, one in insurance and one in financial management, and with all the stuff going on with insurance and stock market and the credit cards going up, no, they're going down, no, they're not, all of this. You need somebody that does this on a regular basis, probably. How about a free evaluation, free review and evaluation on your retirement plans, your 401ks. How about your business insurance? We have business insurance with Judy. What about your medical? All of these. Judy Maxwell can help you. Give her a call. 530-221-0441. Like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with Judy, and we're really glad we do. She really takes care of her clients. I'm here with Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Jeremy Ashby and Jennifer Wickberg, both from the civil unit. And so what is the civil unit?
So the civil unit actually processes paperwork for people who have gone to court and gotten some type of approval from the courts to have people served. So we do restraining orders, summons, petitions, family law. We do any type of a money garnishment that happens due to a money judgment by the court, which can include bank levies, wage garnishments, till taps, vehicle removal, different types of items depending on what the plaintiff actually wants us to take in order to have their judgment fulfilled.
So if somebody's not making their car payments and the company wants it back, Do y'all facilitate that?
Or? We do if they go through the court for it.
If they go through the court. Correct. Otherwise, they send people out and they make reality shows about them.
That is correct.
Yeah. Which is interesting. I watched one. That's all I could take. Okay, so any type of civil, anything that happens with the civil side of the law.
Correct.
On that. Restraining orders.
Restraining orders. Now, we do a lot of restraining orders.
If you do a restraining order, does one of your deputies serve that?
Correct. So there are two professionals, myself and one other employee. We take all the phone calls. We are at the window for when people come in personally. Mm-hmm. We go through the mail. And we input that information and then give the paperwork as well as the trip ticket that gives information to the deputy to go out and serve.
Now, restraining order. There's different types of restraining orders.
There
is this correct? Could you give us a couple examples?
Sure. The most the one that comes up the most is the domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
They're also civil harassment. So you're not getting along with your neighbor, you can go to court and get a civil harassment. There's workplace violence, elder abuse, and then gun violence.
Okay, so that has to do with restraining orders?
That is correct.
Now, if you go for a domestic violence restraining order, do you collect all the firearms at the same time?
Well, we can. We tell people what the law.
That's what I understood was that they can take all your firearms if there's a restraining order.
It's up to the servee, the person being served, what they want to do with their firearms. We explain what the law is in the state of California. If you have a restraining order against you, you can't possess firearms, firearm parts, ammunition, or body armor. So we explain that law and the process of what they can do with it. They can choose to surrender those to law enforcement for safekeeping for the duration of that restraining order, or they can go to their local gun dealer. If they have a friend who's a federal mm-hmm. firearms licensed dealer, they can store those weapons, like keep those weapons for them.
So you don't collect them that day?
No, unless they'd like us to.
Oh, okay. Because what I've heard is they come in and then you all just come in and take all the guns. That's not true.
No, we leave it up to the person we're serving what they would like to do with them.
Oh, okay. Because I do know people that have moved all their guns to either a firearms dealer. Can you just have them just off your property in somebody else's possession, or does it have to be a federal firearms dealer?
By law, it's supposed to be a firearms dealer.
Okay. That's good enough. It's by law. So you take it down to your local gun store and say, can you have room for my 1,000 guns and all the ammunition?
And ammunition.
Also, if you don't have any guns, okay, I'm not going to go there. So domestic violence is obviously the one you serve the most on.
That is correct.
The workplace, Are there people taking out restraining orders in the workplace?
Yeah, most of the workplace violence are ones where customers come in and continue to harass the businesses.
Got it.
We don't get
that
a lot.
That makes more sense than, you know, Ben and I having a problem and he throws a restraining order on me. I mean, it's kind of hard to work. And with that restraining order, it can say you got to stay away so many, feet?
Yards? That is correct. Yards. Most of them are 100 yards. Unfortunately, people who are roommates actually get civil harassment restraining orders against each other. And it does say that they just have to be out of the room in which the other is occupied.
And it's up to the judge to determine those parameters.
Yeah.
A judge can look at the whole situation and go, well, you guys live together or you guys are next door neighbors. It's not reasonable to say 100 yards or 200 yards. So they might narrow it down to 10 yards away from each other.
Yeah, and they could say you've got to stay in your yard and you're 10 yards away and you can't talk to each other.
Correct.
Can they do something like that? You may not talk to the other person.
Yeah, no contact is a common request.
No contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. And neighbors. It'd be tough having neighbors like that. What about red flags? The red flag laws, where somebody comes in and says, we're scared that this person may do something, and then the judge says, okay, we're going to take their guns. How does that work, or does that fall under you?
It does not fall under the civil end of it.
Okay.
It does fall under patrol, so whatever law enforcement that you have in the area would be responsible for the red flag laws.
Okay, so somebody says, I'm afraid that he's going to shoot me, and they go to the judge issues a red flag. Then a patrol officer will come in and say, you've been served with this and we're going to take your firearms.
I can say I've never seen that situation come up.
Well, it's Shasta County, but there are places I think that can happen if people were, and if somebody comes up and says they're afraid that somebody is going to shoot me, I don't know of too many judges, because the other person hasn't had a chance to say anything. So, I mean, they're could be completely blindsided by this.
I think if somebody goes to court with those concerns, they would probably be seeking some kind of protective order, could be a civil harassment or a gun violence restraining order, in which case we would go serve that order, and that person would, if there's a restraining order against them, even a temporary one, they'd have to surrender firearms for the duration of the order.
Okay. Got it. All right. So it's either a deputy serves it or you or one of your compatriots go out and serve these.
Correct. We actually don't leave the office, but we will have the defendants come in and pick up their paperwork. So we do serve them.
Hey, come on in and pick up your restraining order.
That has happened. We don't tell them what it actually is that they're picking up. We can't tell who they are over the phone.
Oh.
So we tell them they have to come in with ID so that we can make sure that we're giving it to the correct person.
So if I get a phone call from the civil affairs unit here, the civil unit says, hey, come on down. We have some paperwork for you and bring your ID.
Actually, how it happens is our deputies go out and try to serve.
Okay.
If we do, if they're not home or wherever the address is that is needed, that was given to us to serve, then we can call them and say, hey, we have some paperwork for you. You're not in trouble. Can we meet up and, you know, give you this paperwork, or you can come into the office and pick up the paperwork.
Okay. Okay.
So when Ben serves his workplace violence restraining order against you, I would get the paperwork.
Just walk in.
I could come in here to the business, or I can go to your house, or I could give you a call and say, hey, would you meet up with me somewhere?
I would prefer either one. Hey, come in here and serve me while we're on the air. Do it between 7 and 9 in the morning, Monday through Friday.
Well, now that you mention it.
That wasn't funny. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, how many restraining orders would you say that you – I'm sure you must have numbers there, right?
I'm
looking over there. How many restraining orders total do you all issue a year?
So, it comes from the courts.
Right.
So we are just serving what the court has.
What the court
and
says.
We serve ones that aren't necessarily approved. It could be denied based on what the person put, and the judge actually just reads that information. So it could be granted, fully granted with what was asked for. It could be partially granted and partially denied, and the judge has on the paperwork what part is denied, or it could actually be denied.
Okay.
And last year, 2025, we served 556 restraining orders.
Oh, well, you know what? I thought it'd be double that or even triple that.
Well, we don't actually have to serve them.
Yeah.
Anybody over the age of 18 can serve it. They just have to fill out a proof of service and turn that back into the court.
They all come through you, though, right?
No, they do not.
They don't. Okay,
right?
That's
the person
right.
has
okay.
to bring it to us for the sheriff's office.
Are there people that that's what they do?
Yes, they're called process servers.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much, do you know how much they make?
Way more than we do.
Really? Is it like $100?
Could be, depending on how far they have to go. So the civil unit in each of the counties cover all of their counties. We only have one civil unit within Shasta County, but we have a lot of miles to cover.
Mm-hmm.
If a process server actually goes up to Burney, I've seen as much as $165 for them, and our service is $50.
Okay.
Set by the state.
All right. Wow. Okay. I'm here with the civil unit. We're talking restraining orders, which I really have very little knowledge on, obviously, by the questions I'm asking. But you all serve over 500 a year, and I thought, gosh, it'd be more. Well, it is. It's a lot more because people get them right from the court, and you'll see people serving.
Correct.
From just our local courts here.
Correct.
Plus, they serve from Sacramento and other places. It's federal court, I've heard. They'll come up.
The federal is completely different from the state, and we can only serve within Shasta County. So if somebody is down in Sacramento asking for any kind of service for a person up in Shasta County, they would send it to us to serve.
Now, this is for court, too. I mean, if somebody is supposed to appear in court, that comes through you all, too.
That is correct.
And so that's not a restraining order. That's something totally different. Do you have any idea of how many of those you do?
We did over 1,100 miscellaneous services, we call them, which could include a lot of family law, so requests for orders to come in to discuss what's happening with the children, summons and complaints. That's how the starting of a money judgment starts. We have notices that we give for evictions. And evictions are a whole nother process. Last year, we did over 400 evictions in Shasta County.
Let's talk about that when we get back, and plus all these other things. During the break, we'll find out all these other things you're doing so we can kind of make sure we have enough time. I'm here with the Sheriff's Office, Deputy Jeremy Ashby and Jennifer Wickberg, both from the civil unit. So if you need a haircut... This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's Subway. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. I discovered them in 2007 and have never left. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. It's their idea of hair mousse is butch wax for a flat top. That's it. Yep. My wife walked in there one day, Linda. She walked in, said hello to everybody. Everybody's real friendly. Walked out, and she said, a lot of testosterone in this place. And it's a great place to get a haircut. I've never had a bad haircut. And you can make an appointment two different ways so it works on your schedule. You can either call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy, and you can set up a time and day that works for you for, gosh, out to a year, I guess. And then the day of your appointment there, Booksy will send you a text or an email or both to remind you about it, which is sometimes helpful. But it's a great place. Tim and Logan, great guys. It's a great place to get a haircut. And it's man's last stronghold, which I enjoy. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with the Sheriff's Department.
Thank you. Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is what you're missing. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Semper Fi tattooed on his arm. And did you do? Got it, buddy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Media. Free Fire Radio, I should say. And what else we got here? This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let's talk about their careers over there. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have opportunities available right now. Openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, both full-time and part-time. And the competitive benefits for full-time and part-time include medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com and click careers on the main menu. I'm here with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and they Sheriff Johnson sent the civil unit here, Deputy Jerry Ashby and Jennifer Wickberg, who's been there for what? You're head of the unit.
I'm the head of
on the civil side.
That is correct.
I mean the civilians, and Deputy Ashby is just gotten there 2 months ago.
That's right.
And you found your office, right?
Absolutely.
You found your office, and and you look around, and aren't you glad we have people like Jennifer?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
She does 90% of the work.
Yeah. No, she's got, oh, she's blushing now. Kind of. What do you think about this? I mean, you've got to do these types of, you were detective on that, but you've got to do, you've got to kind of matriculate through all the different levels of the sheriff's department to find out, find out what's going on in all this. To round yourself as an officer.
Oh, 100%. And that's something a lot of deputies lack, is that this understanding of how the civil side of the law works. So exposing yourself to a unit like this is great for your long-term career, your experience. The sheriff's office offers so many opportunities for deputies to work in all these different collateral assignments. And I'm just trying to take advantage of that.
I think being a deputy, sheriff's deputy, nothing against RPD, love them too, but being kind of a deputy out on patrol, which you were, and then, working in major crimes, it seems like there's a lot of freedom in something like that.
It's a big county.
Yeah. I know. You're like an hour backup. My backup's an hour away, and I've just stopped a car with 12 people in it, and they got the windows rolled up, and I can't see in. The only thing I can see is clouds of marijuana smoke coming out. And where's my backup? Oh, yeah, we're in Bernie, and you're on the other end of the county. But this county is, as big as a state. We're pretty close to it, correct?
Yeah, it's a very large county, and, that's why it's important sometimes to be able to diffuse or de-escalate a situation.
Yeah.
Keep people calm until you do have backup there.
Sure, I understand that. When we pull people or we stop people, it's usually backed up by a platoon, a company, or a battalion of Marines. It's somewhat easier when you got 50 cows pointing at everybody. just walking up and saying, "May I see your driver's license, please?" Do you ever watch that sheriff's office, YouTube, this sheriff down in Pinal County? He does traffic stops. His name is Slope or something like that. Stroop,
yes.
Or something like that?
Yes.
It's his whole, every Friday with Officer Stroop, and he pulls people over, and it's all traffic infractions.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, your windows are too tinted. And they go, what? Yeah, your windows are. I can't see in. I bought it like this. Yeah, but they're too tinted. You've seen it before.
Correct.
It can be hilarious. What's your, after only being there for a couple of months, what's the thing that you've noticed about the civil unit?
Similar to working patrol, it's very important to be able to diffuse situations, because a lot of times, though we're often the messenger, we're the messenger sometimes of bad news. Giving somebody a restraining order that says they have to stay away from someone that maybe they care about.
And their kids.
Or perhaps staying away from their own children.
Yeah.
Or perhaps that restraining order means that they're losing their firearms or serving an eviction. It's never our decision to do those things, but
It's a court order, but
we have to be the ones to serve those things. So it's important to be able to talk to people, to explain the process, explain what their rights are, and keep that as calm as possible.
Well, yeah, and because a lot of people, you always hear about, you get hit with the restraining order. Okay, so what are the rights of the person that the restraining order has been served on? They must have some rights too.
Well,
correct?
They do, and it starts as an application.
Yeah.
There's never just going to be a restraining order out of the blue, boom, you have a permanent restraining order, you can't have guns for the rest of your life, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
It starts as an application, and we serve the application. Now, a lot of times that application comes with what they call a temporary restraining order.
Okay.
So the judge hears one side of the story on the application.
Right.
And says, okay, well, until we can set a hearing to hear both sides of the story, I'm going to issue a temporary restraining order. And so we'll serve the temporary order and give them the application that has the court date. Well, you have a right to go to that court date and confront your accuser.
Okay.
You can tell your side of the story. In addition to that, there's a form you can fill out that is a response. It's a response to the restraining order.
Okay.
For the application for a restraining order. So you can write out your side of the story
It'll come out first as a temporary. And then, yes. So when the person gets it, and this could be a total surprise for whatever reason, though we have some well-documented groups of people here in town that put restraining orders on each other all the time, which I find hilarious. But you're the guys that have to serve them. So then a temporary one, then they can come back and say, hey, I want to have my side heard.
That's right.
And then that order can be removed then, the temporary then.
It sure can.
Okay. What about evictions? That must be, and it's, what are most of the evictions for, would you say?
We actually don't see that part.
Okay.
For an eviction, we give a notice.
Okay.
We have the ability to give a notice. Again, the plaintiffs can do the notice themselves. That is one mm-hmm. part of the eviction that they can do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, it turns into a summons and complaint unlawful detainer, which says you are now in my owned property unlawfully.
Okay.
So the person receiving that has 10 days in which to respond to the courts of whether or not they agree any court hearing can happen. If they don't do that, a writ of execution, real property, is delivered by the plaintiff or the attorney, and we go to the premises the week before the eviction and give them the notice that on this day and this time you need to be removed from the house.
And then you all will show up and remove them?
That is correct.
Yes.
What about their stuff?
Most people remove their stuff beforehand. There are people who don't. And they essentially, the property owner, whoever is taking control of the property, has 15 days to hold or safeguard their property.
Okay.
And they have to set an appointment with that person to come pick up their stuff.
Now, this is kind of a long-term process, isn't it?
That is correct.
This isn't like they show up and you've got 10 days to get out.
Correct.
Right.
You don't see those.
No. Most of the time, evictions take between 2 and 3 months. For the whole process, if a person has lived there for more than a year, they have to be given 60 days notice in which to leave the premises.
And then if they fight it.
That is correct. It adds on more time.
It will keep on going. Mm-hmm. We had a house across the street several years ago that had a group of people living there. And, you know, the neighborhood was in arms. And who owns this house? And, you know, well, it turned out the bank owned it because they repossessed it. But it was going to take 90 days for them to get these people out of there. They weren't paying rent or anything, but it's still taking them 90 days to get out of there.
And that's probably quick.
And I tell you what, on that 91st day, here came the police. And it looked like somebody had turned on the light and everything was scurrying away down the street. And, But so they can, what if somebody squats in your property? I know we're getting into legal stuff here, but what if somebody just kind of squats there? What can you do? I mean, is it the same process, Jeremy? And I tell you what, think about it because we got to take a break and we're going to be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Get ready. The Grange Co-op Bucket Sale is back. January 24th and 25th. Pick up a Grange Co-op bucket and enjoy 20% off anything you can fit inside. If it doesn't fit, you still get 10% off. Tools, pet supplies, garden gear, feed. If it fits, it saves. Buckets must be purchased, but the savings you can stack inside are all yours. So pack it, stack it, and save big at the Grange Co-op Bucket Sale. Happening this weekend at Grange Co-op. off 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Your bucket of savings is waiting.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 8th, the event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drawings. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 per table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, Ben, come in here just for a second, buddy. You know the, my calendar or my, that green scheduler I have? It's on my desk. Can you bring that in here, please? I'm here at the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and Deputy Jeremy Ashby. How long have you been with the Sheriff's Department?
I started in 2013.
2013, but then when did you go through post?
2016.
Cool. Okay. And Jennifer Wickberg, who was with the civil unit, and she was 30 years in the customer service for J.C. Penney.
That
right?
is correct.
And then you got into nonprofit here in Redding.
Correct.
And then gravitated over to the sheriff's office.
I did.
Where now you head up the civil unit. And you've been there for?
7 years.
7 years. Okay. And we've been learning about the civil unit. I find it fascinating because you're dealing with people from the very rich to the very poor.
That is correct.
In there with the things you do. What's your favorite part, Jennifer?
Feeling like you've helped the person. We're not lawyers, and we can't give any kind of advice. We're actually, by law, not even able to read their paperwork. If they ask us, you know, on page 3, there's a move-out order from a restraining order. We give that information to the deputies. But people always have questions. They feel like they might not get answers from the court. Again, we aren't lawyers, but to just try and help them feel not good, but understanding about what's happening, whether they're the ones serving the paperwork or whether they're the ones receiving the paperwork. Just try to give an understanding about what that paperwork is.
Yeah, and you're right with that.
Correct.
Because a lot of times, I mean, here's a restraining order, or here's this, and it's a restraining order. I mean, it's probably shocking to a lot of people. when they get it, and they have a tendency maybe to react to that shock, especially if they had no idea that there was problems.
Well, and when children are involved,
yeah, and if we've learned, it's not a restraining; it will be a temporary restraining order where then they can come into court and say, "This is my side of it," and it could be removed at that point.
Correct, and it's very important to note to anybody who is receiving that paperwork that you need to know this. Somebody is saying something in court about you, and you need to go take your time and explain your side of it. Because as you say, when the person tells their side of the story, because the judge just has in front of them what the plaintiff brought to them on paper,
yeah,
and is making a decision based on that, but when people come face to face with the judge and the truth actually comes out, there are times where those restraining orders are removed.
Okay. Jeremy, what's your favorite part? Or what struck you about this? Because did you know a lot about the civil unit before you went over to take it over?
You know, I really didn't. Yeah. And doing the work, the exposure really helped open my eyes as to what we do. For me, one of the most important things we can do is a lot of the people we're dealing with and interacting with, this might be their first time dealing with law enforcement. You know, this might be the only time in their life they've talked to a cop.
Yeah.
And I'm coming to serve some civil paper. So it's important for me not to just hand them the paper and walk away, but, you know, my inner educator comes into play, and I want to explain the process to them. I want to explain, you know, what they're getting and what their options are, what their rights are, so that they walk away kind of with a good taste in their mouth, and they don't try to avoid us in the future.
Yeah, because people, you know, maybe you don't like to hear this when it comes to law enforcement, but it is customer service. And you're absolutely right. When an officer pulls somebody over for an infraction, a vehicle infraction, this may be the only time that they've ever talked to a policeman. And it's the attitude right there that, yeah, maybe they're not, you know, maybe they don't thank you for the speeding ticket, but they feel like they've been treated fairly and professionally.
And that's very important.
Yeah, it really is.
And also to that point, people will come into our office to bring us the paperwork to serve, and they're crying. They're wondering if they made the correct decision on a restraining order. And you just try to help them have moral support that what they're feeling at the time is legitimate and that they need to do something about it. We'll have people come in. So many of our people come in that have never done it before, and they're scared about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just walk through
kind of
our
step.
Process yeah. with them. It absolutely is. I mean, when you think about going to court, you never think of that as a positive experience, but it certainly can be if the person is engaged in what's happening and what the other person is saying.
Have you ever been in court? I don't know if you've had a chance yet. When people come in to get a restraining order, Deputy, but you've been in there in court where people have come in there to get a restraining order just to see the process and all that.
Correct, yes. And so much of it at the beginning is really just filling out applications, as Jeremy said.
Mm-hmm.
It's filling out the proper form so that the court can accept it as a court case.
Okay. And then you get your day on the court and you go in there. Do they, for restraining orders, they kind of like bump them up to the front? Because it could be danger?
Actually, courts for restraining orders of elder abuse, workplace violence, and domestic violence are the first court case hearings heard during the day.
Okay.
They give us the paperwork that the judge has decided, and they have 21 days before the court hearing. Mm-hmm. All of that paperwork has to be served 5 days before so that the person has the ability to make a response. They can put it in writing for the judge,
mm-hmm,
or just prepare themselves for their actual court date.
Okay, do you have people run away when they see you coming? I mean, they know something's happening.
Well, we have people who don't open their doors, but haven't had anybody actually run from me. No.
If they don't open their doors, can you just you can't just leave it there, or can you?
It depends on the service. Some services can be posted.
Okay.
Some services, like a restraining order, have to be personally served.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be me that personally serves them. It goes in the system. If
if another deputy or another police officer somewhere runs that person on the system, it might say they have an unserved restraining order. And then that law enforcement officer then can formally serve them.
Okay. No, is that system where I can get into it and go, oh, they haven't served this guy. I'll serve him.
No, I Fortunately, can't it's a law enforcement. Yeah.
It's a law enforcement. Okay, got it. Well, because you say there's other people, that's what they do. They
Correct.
They're process servers, which is not doesn't sound like an easy job.
No. So people, instead of bringing them to the sheriff's office to serve, they'll go and hire a process server.
Mm-hmm.
Process servers work 7 days a week. They work at night. They work early morning, where we have hours Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, that we do our mm-hmm. process serving. So yeah. Sometimes it's needed. Or they have another family member that's not part of the actual process that's happening, serve it.
Yeah.
They have a friend, serve it.
Yeah, you can have anybody over the age of 18, right?
That is correct.
So you want a sprinter. No, just kidding. Well, you know what? Jeremy Ashby and Jennifer Wickbert, thank you so much. I had no idea. You know these things happen, but you don't know the process of it. And having you two come on has been very enlightening.
Can I share one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know where to start with the process.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the courthouse on the first floor there's all the clerk's windows, and they can walk you through whatever you need. If you need to obtain a restraining order, if you're a victim of domestic violence, you can go to One Safe Place, and they have all the forms there as well, and they can walk you through that process of how to obtain a restraining order, how to get to a safe place.
Yes. Yeah, especially finding a safe place for some people. Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hope I don't see you in line of duty. You know, see you out in town, Salem. Okay. Tomorrow, Simpson University is going to join us, and hopefully it'll be the new football coach that just took over. And also Club Cougar is going to roll in here, and they're going to be singing and dancing and doing whatever things they do. That's tomorrow. On Friday, E.C. Zapata is going to join us. And also one of our local charities is going to be joining us also on Friday. So today is going to be a pretty decent day. Not going to be real sunny, but it's not going to rain. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.